Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Friends, please tune in on YouTube or your favorite podcast app or here on St. Gabriel Radio to catch Beyond Damascus. We love to explore the ways where an authentic encounter with Jesus leads to a life on mission. Today we're reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 47 to 53. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore, and they sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. This is one of those great gospel readings that we tend to not spend too much time on, as we see Jesus sort of giving us a scary apocalyptic vision of this separation of the wicked from the righteous. And I think that in our daily Christian walk, we tend to shy away from conversations like this these days. Why? These conversations, they aren't exactly politically correct, right? They don't exactly make us feel all warm and fuzzy. But if you look at the history of revival in the context of our church, oftentimes these two concepts do pretty consistently walk hand in hand. This idea that our Christian life should in fact be motivated by both a perfect love for God that motivates our actions, but also less perfect form of fear of God, in the sense that we fear the punishment or the separation from him that could result from a life lived in sin. I would argue that this is a healthy way to live our life. You know, we're not supposed to live from a place of fear. In fact, that's not a good thing. Fear is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But it's good and healthy for us as Christians, and Jesus models it here and on countless occasions elsewhere through Scripture, to realize that it is good and healthy for us to both avoid the evil and desire the good. I know for me personally, it's important for me to keep both of those things in mind as I make decisions in my life, right? If you would argue otherwise, I would say as a human being in general, you're simply not being honest, okay? When it comes to working out or, staying healthy, right? Very few people would make that decision based solely from a place of desiring the good. I think most individuals that I've ever met who've engaged in an intentionally healthier lifestyle are at least at some point and to some extent are motivated by a desire to avoid pain or evil, right? And what we find in that scenario, I think, is oftentimes that motivation to avoid what is evil initially ultimately positions us in a place that we see the benefit of a life committed to virtue. I think the same thing plays out in every human relationship that we have, right? That from an early age, right, we're taught that oftentimes virtue is desirable for the sake of avoiding consequence or avoiding punishment. I deal with this on a daily basis with my kiddos, yeah? But the goal of my relationship with them is that ultimately we'd come to a place where love is our motivation. I believe that's what Jesus outlines for us here in today's gospel. Matthew chapter 13 challenges us to ask that question. In my life of faith and in my moral practice, what's my motivation? The stakes are frighteningly high. And if I take my eye off the ball, I can come into a place, even in the practice of my faith, where I've lost track of what matters most.